The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Amber, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
The waning days of 2011.
Coming down to the crunch. I'm going to New York City, by the way. Did I tell you that?
Yeah, that's exciting. You had this trip planned a year ago.
Yep, and we're trying again with no snow, hopefully. That we got snowed out last time, so.
Yeah,
excellent. Anyway, excited. Going to see some shows. Rockefeller Center, ice skate, all that stuff.
Nice. You going to go visit the Donald?
No, that wasn't on the itinerary.
Okay.
Sorry.
Just wondering. All right, what you got for us this week?
New report out from Change the Equation, which apparently is an advocacy outfit that focuses on STEM issues. Never heard of them.
Never heard of them. They're newish, I think.
Okay, well, the good thing is they partner with AIR, so they had some good sense. They basically say science proficiency standards across the states are ridiculously low. NCS, we know, has been publishing these NAEP scale equivalents for a while in math and reading, but nobody's really done it in science, so this was, filled a little void. Plug for Fordham, real quick. We did the proficiency illusion, used NWE data in 2007, so we're familiar with these types of reports. I'd say that report was groundbreaking, but anyway, I digress. Analysts here use a similar procedure. They map the state's passing score on the 2009 eighth grade science test against the 2009 eighth grade NAEP science scale. Analysts had data for 37 states, found that 15 of them set the bar for proficiency below NAEP's threshold for basic. Four states set the bar near or above NAEP's cutoff for proficient. The states with the lowest cut scores are Virginia, Tennessee, and Michigan. States in the ballpark for NAEP proficient include one that we know. What is it?
Massachusetts.
Virginia. Louisiana. That's kind of surprising, Josh, mm-hmm. I think. Rhode Island. Little bit surprising. In New Hampshire, those were our free high achievers. Just so you can see how these discrepancies play out, in Louisiana, with the high bar, 23% of eighth graders were proficient on the state test. Virginia, with the dubious honor of having the lowest below basic bar on the equivalency scale, 91% of their students are at or above proficient on their state test. And Massachusetts, which sets its bar near NAEP's, as 41% of students are scoring at or above proficiency, which sounds pretty good. Considering. So anyway, welcome light on science standards. And by the way, second plug in 1 minute. This is going to be a great precursor to Fordham's science report in January.
Very nice. That's right. We're going to be looking at the content of the science standards. And this is interesting. You're right. Louisiana is an interesting one. I mean, they've done a good job with their standards in some subjects. What's interesting on science is that they have a law in the books now that basically says that teachers are either required or expected or allowed to basically say that evolution is just a theory and,
The 2008 Science Education Act, and they are allowed to basically say whatever's in the standards, and teach whatever you want. So teach creationism, teach, intelligent design.
Right. You cannot all kinds of questions about global warming.
Right. Mm-hmm. And if parents complain, you can, point them to the statute and they have no right to complain.
Yeah.
News to me.
But at least they have high cut scores.
They do.
Excellent. All right. So, and this is a similar story that we've told in math and in mm-hmm. reading, and it's good that they did this in science as well.
Yeah.
The big question for the Common Core and for the new science standards that are underway by ACHIEVE, the national standards, is will they, at the national level, set the cut scores higher? They've all talked about setting a common cut score. There's going to be a lot mm-hmm. of pressure to keep that modest. If we set it high, we're going to suddenly see lots of schools failing, mm-hmm. And including, by the way, some famous charter schools that say they're closing the achievement gap.
Indeed.
And it will show that they probably are not closing the achievement gap if you're talking about a much higher proficiency bar.
Yeah, and I think you've said before on this show that NAEP's proficient bar is probably pretty high, given all these different studies that keep coming out.
No, it is. And they've done some work mm-hmm. to try to figure out what is college readiness, where is mm-hmm. that at? And then, they say it's somewhere between basic and proficient on the 12th grade NAEP, that you hit proficient on the NAEP and, you're for sure college ready. You're almost guaranteed to do well in college and graduate from college. That's a great bar, but, the true line for college readiness might be a little bit lower.
Yeah, and this study did, by the way, I just have time to talk about, they did look at ACT and try to draw some parallels on how many kids were college ready by state compared to the proficiency scores. And so Tennessee, for instance, 77% were proficient, and then only 20% were college ready according to ACT. So that was another good little, you know, addition mm-hmm. they put in the study.
Nice. Yeah. All right, so what song goes along with this?
So we're going to beat up on Virginia for being, you know, having the dubious honor of the lowest cut score. So we've got Meet Virginia by Train.
She doesn't own a dress. Her hair is always a mess. If you catch her stealing, she won't confess. She's beautiful. Smokes a pack a day. You can wait, that's me. But anyway, she doesn't care a thing about that. Hey, she thinks I'm beautiful. Meet Virginia. She never compromises, loves babies and surprises, wears high heels when she exercises. Ain't that beautiful? Meet Virginia. Mama works on carburetors. My brother is a fine mediator.